This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenar Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a second major exchange of prisoners of war in 2 days on Saturday, while Russian officials threatened an uncontrolled escalation of war as Western leaders discussed whether to allow Kyiv to use their weapons for strikes deep into Russian territory. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Slava Ukraine!
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major exchange of prisoners on Saturday, 206 people in total, in their second such swap in 2 days, officials said. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all 103 Ukrainians returned were from the military. Russia's defense ministry also released video of its returned servicemen on a bus. According to the ministry's statement, its 103 soldiers had been taken prisoner in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces captured territory early August in their first major incursion into the country. The ministry also said the prisoner swap came after mediation by the United Arab Emirates.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French women have rallied to support Gisèle Pelicot, the woman at the center of a mass rape trial. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
Hundreds of people gathered in cities around France on Saturday in support of Gisèle Pelicot, a woman whose husband is on trial, accused of drugging her and recruiting dozens of strangers to rape her for nearly a decade in a case that has shocked the nation. As her extraordinary story has rippled through France since the trial began earlier this month, Pelicot, now aged 72, has become a symbol of courage and resilience and of the fight against sexual violence. It was her decision to forgo a private trial and instead insist on a public trial due to run until December to alert the public to sexual abuse and drug-induced blackouts, her lawyers have said. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Controversial former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori has been buried after 3 days of national mourning. Thousands of supporters lined up outside a museum in Lima during the mourning period to visit his casket. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte saluted Fujimori at a ceremony in the presidential palace before his burial. Soldiers dressed in 19th century uniforms saluted his casket. Fujimori, who died of cancer on Wednesday at 86, was a divisive figure. He ruled Peru from 1990 to 2000 and had been in prison for most of the past 15 years. He was convicted of crimes against humanity. The aftermath of flooding in Nigeria's northeast is raising alarming humanitarian concerns as thousands face displacement and a sharp triple-digit increase in prices threatens the food security of already vulnerable populations. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral reports.
Floods that swept through Nigeria's Borno state have affected up to 1 million people, its governor said on September 11th. The flood began when a dam overflowed after heavy rains. Authorities scrambled to rescue residents and put them in temporary shelters. The United Nations World Food Program delivered aid to displaced people on Friday. Emmanuel Biginimana, the head of its Maiduguri area office, said there are hundreds of thousands of people now living in internally displaced people camps and on the street.
This is really an additional burden to already existing crisis. This region has been facing a conflict for a decade.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. Paris has wrapped up its feel-good summer with a grand parade. French athletes celebrated the Olympic and Paralympic Games on Saturday. The parade of champions featured 460 athletes, including 120 medalists. Around 70,000 spectators lined the parade route, ending at the Arc de Triomphe. Hundreds of volunteers, Olympic representatives, and city officials also attended. President Emmanuel Macron attended and honored 120 French Olympians. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.